You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of Locked On Pac-12. As always, we're bringing you the top news from the Conference of Champions. Make sure you check out the live NBA Draft Show, NBA Draft Go Chad Ford, Locked On NBA Draft host Raphael Barlow, and Locked On NBA host John Corrales will be live this year covering the NBA Draft. It's Locked On NBA Draft 2021 brought to you by Built Bar. Get local expert analysis on each pick. Follow Locked On NBA on YouTube today and watch our live coverage on July 29th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Today, we're bringing you a breakdown of the top point guards in the Pac-12. I'm your host, Cindy Robinson, and here to help me out is Michael Luke from Locked On Wildcats. Michael, how is your day?
Not too bad, Cindy. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm ready to talk Pac-12 hoops, as always. I feel like I need to tell people this all the time, like, talking Pac-12 hoops with Michael, you'll know everything you need to know. He's like the best expert I've talked to in forever.
It's a lot of fun. I really enjoyed doing it, and happy to be on board with you here, Cindy.
Okay, well, let's get going. Today we're doing a countdown, I'll say, like a ranking of our own about the top five point guards. And we're going to start from five and go down to one. Michael has constructed this list, so he's going to give us all the details as to why each of these players landed where they did. And we're starting off with number five, Noah Williams out of Washington State. So you know I'm super excited to hear about this one.
And the cool thing about Noah, Cindy, is that this is a guy, and I like point guards like this, that can put up 40 points if you need be, because, well, he has, or he can distribute. I don't know that he's necessarily a pure point guard, but he's going to be a guy that is going to have the ball in his hands a ton this coming season. And if you were to tell me that this young man was going to lead the league in scoring, honestly, it wouldn't surprise me in the least. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure that I wouldn't bet on that for him leading the league in scoring. He's a different guy entirely. And, you know, for Washington State, which has sneaky good players come through there, and let's be honest, pretty good track stars as well. This is a guy, though, that has a lot of potential to really lift them. And I think the Washington State Cougars can make the tournament this year. I really do.
Okay. I was going to just ask you, what were your thoughts about Washington State going into this season and if they'll actually be contenders?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that they're going to challenge UCLA or Oregon, but honestly, I think that they're a team that will be, they'll be right there, though, as far as kind of thinking that 4-5 range. And if you're in the 4-5 range in the Pac-12, then there's a good chance that you're going to make the NCAA tournament. I mean, that's kind of where we are right now. And honestly, like I said, there's always, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on lockdown with you, but I've always kind of had a soft spot in my heart for Washington State athletics because they're better in the major sports than I think a lot of people think. I mean, you've got a lot of Rose Bowls. You know, when both the Bennetts were there, you had some pretty good success. I look for them to flirt with a tournament this year.
I think a lot of the issue is, you know, if you're not consistently winning, people will overlook you and not think that there's that much talent there, right?
Yes, for sure. Yeah. And, you know, when you don't go to like a blue blood school or a school that's got a ton of reputation, that generally works against you as well. But Noah Williams has put up a 40-point game, and that's hard to look past.
Okay. Well, moving on to number four is Dejon Davis out of UW. Now, I have to ask you straight off the bat, what put Dejon over Noah in this list?
You know, Dejon Davis is a weird he's a weird player in that he initially went to Stanford, obviously, was there for 4 years. And, you know, he was a high 4-star kid. And I think a lot of people thought that he would play in the NBA. That hasn't really borne itself out yet to this point. But I look at him, though, and he still has so much unlimited potential. He is a guy that, you know, he's 6'4". He's not really a true point guard, but he can create for others. He can score. He is a guy that if you were to tell me this year, especially because I don't expect Washington to be very good, that he was going to average 17 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, I could really see that. And as far as why I put him above Noah Williams, I'm kind of a sucker for talent, and I think he's just got a little bit more talent than Noah, just raw ability than Noah. And I think that is, I think that's kind of where, I think that's kind of where we are at this point with him. He's just a little bit more, he's just a little bit more athletic. I think there's a little bit higher of an upside.
When it comes to looking at the other, which we haven't discussed yet, but the other ones that you have put in this ranking, what is it that Dejan is missing?
Dejan really isn't missing anything, except I just kind of wonder if he's one of those proverbial players that you look at and you say, where, because I always hate, because I don't want to come off as being like overly critical here, but you always kind of wonder where's he going to actually realize all of his potential, because he's got so much ability. And if he doesn't do it right now, when you don't have guys on your team and they need you, I think you're kind of at the stage where maybe he's just not that good. I'm banking on him being that good though, because he looks like an NBA type player to me. He really does.
Okay. I hate to hear that, you know, with it being UW, but.
Right. Oh no, trust me. I'm not trying to piss you off right now.
It's okay though, because you've already anticipated that UW won't have as great of a year.
Cindy, I think Washington State's going to be much better.
Okay. Then that's all I needed to hear. Okay. And you know what? I'm willing to take a bet on that, because I'm always betting on my Cougs. So if you're like me, you might want to head on over to betonline.ag.
If you're looking to get in on some betting action, betonline.ag is the place for you. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit.
Okay, Michael, so we've gone through numbers 5 and 4 on this ranking list. Coming in at number 3, you have Marion Jackson out of ASU. Now, this is a interesting one, like the UW one, because ASU is another team that you mentioned might struggle some going into the season and won't necessarily live up to their prominence because of, you say, the lack of coaching.
Yes, I think kind of lack of coaching, because at this point, I like Bobby Hurley. I like the hire that he was able to, and the talent that he's been able to bring in, but they haven't just been able to take that next step. And that's a little bit of what surprised me, to be honest with you, is I thought he would get talent in and then he would kind of rein it in. That really hasn't been the case with ASU. And I think that maybe this year where you have less talent, maybe that's something that's going to help you out. Maybe it'll help them out a little bit more. I don't know, but I think that, Marion Jackson's going to have to be your best player. You know, he was his conference player of the year. You look at his stats, 18 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. I don't care what you're doing. When you're at the Division I level and you're doing that, you've got some real skill. And he is a guy that I don't think he's going to put up those kind of numbers, but I think that, 15 points, 4 or 5 rebounds, 4 assists, I think that's realistic, because you look at him and he looks the part. He doesn't look like one of those guys that just feasted because he was playing against lesser talent. He looks like a guy that would have been able to put up some numbers in about any conference. And I think that's, if you're Bobby Hurley, that's certainly what you're looking for.
How hard is it to stand out and be like considered in rankings like this when your team is struggling so much?
It's difficult, but it's kind of a double-edged sword. It's kind of the Dejan Davis thing where, you know what, we're going to really struggle, but guess what? I'm going to put up a ton of points in the process. And that's always kind of a good thing in that, hopefully we win, but it's also hard to ignore somebody that's putting up major numbers. And if you're Marion Jackson and you put up some of the numbers I just said, you're going to be noticed and you'll probably get a chance at the NBA just based off those numbers, even if your team kind of well, let's be honest, sucked.
Got you. Okay. Well, this second, the one that came in second on this ranking isn't lacking talent nor lacking a team with talent and the actual accolades to match it. And that is Will Richardson out of Oregon. Oregon, we already know, has continued to have great seasons. They did well in the tournament last year. So what is it about Will Richardson that you felt like he deserved to be at that number two spot?
Will Richardson's the epitome of a guy. When you look at him, he doesn't really jump off the page at you. Not super athletic, not really a great dynamic, distributor, but he's kind of got this herky jerky game. And the fact that he's 6'4" also, I think, really helps because he can see over other guys. He's able to kind of distribute the offense in a way that maybe you wouldn't otherwise have if he didn't have that size. But he's also kind of the guy, Cindy, that you look at and you look up and you're like, you didn't think he did much. But, oh, yeah, by the way, Will Richardson had 19 points, 4 rebounds, and 5 assists. And if he can stay healthy this year, I think that's probably what you're going to be looking at. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if he challenges for Pac-12 Player of the Year, because he's a really good player. He's got a lot of ability and as far just as kind of his knowledge for the game. And he's a player that I think I look at right now and I'm looking at and I'm like, you know, he's got an NBA future if he plays his cards right, because he's big and he's smart and he can shoot. And there's always going to be a market for players like that. I think he's fantastic. And I think he's going to be one of the 5 best players in the conference this year.
How important is he to that Oregon team besides just having talent and, you know, being great for the Pac-12, but knowing how much Oregon loses on a year-to-year basis as far as their talent leaving and then having to restore that, like how good is it for them that Will is returning?
Oh, it's everything, because you were able to bring in a guy like Davion Harmon from Oklahoma, but he's still far more of a combo guard. This is a guy that is a true point guard. He's a guy that can get everybody else involved. He wasn't necessarily looked at as a true point guard, but coming in, but he definitely has dispelled that. And again, I think you're looking at a guy that could really be making some money for himself this year if everything goes right and the Oregon Ducks have the season that I think they should have.
Because you've mentioned that he has a great chance of making the NBA, I have to ask you, who would you compare him to in the league right now?
Ooh, that's a great question. Man, I'd have to really give that some thought, because you don't see a ton of honestly, I'm going to have to kind of punt on that because I can't.
Okay.
I can't think of one right off the top of my head, because it's very rare that you see lead guards in this day that aren't next level athletes or don't have one thing that they can really hang their hat on. He can just kind of do everything. And I think that's what's different about him.
Okay, we'll table it. We have all season to, you know, make comparisons and figure out who is like who or who's better than who or whatever the case may be. So mm-hmm. We'll table that for now. And still to come, we have one more to talk about, and that will be who's leading this ranking. But before that, let me head over and tell you guys about Built Bar.
If you're looking for the best tasting protein bar out there, Built Bar is the one for you. Built Bar comes in 9 delicious flavors, a little something for everybody, from coconut to coconut almond. If you're more into the fruity flavors, they have cherry and raspberry. And then obviously for our chocolate lovers, they have mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and salted caramel. Literally something for everyone. I'm more of a salted caramel type. The best part about Built Bar is that it's healthy. That's right, tasty and healthy. Each bar has about 17 to 18 grams of protein, low in calories, low in sugar, and low in carbs. That's 9 amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com.
Okay, so we've gone through 5-2 on this ranking list so far, and leading the pack, which I don't think will be any surprise because We have UCLA leading just about everything in the Pac-12 as far as basketball goes, but that is Tiger Campbell out of UCLA, one of the huge returning players that Michael and I have talked about, and we love his name. So tell us why you love his game, Michael.
You know what's funny? When Tiger Campbell hit the scene initially, I wasn't that impressed by him because he's kind of small. He's not really a great scorer. He's got kind of a herky-jerky game to him. But, you know, after a while, you got to kind of wonder what exactly is he going to be able – what can't he do? And he's got a guy, and he can score, he can assist, he can do a lot of different things. And I look at him, and I think this is a guy that is going to be one of the best players in the conference this year and is probably going to be an All-American.
Okay. That's huge. We already know UCLA is slotted to, you know, win the Pac-12, head to the tournament again. What do you think that Tiger brings to this UCLA team that puts it just over the top?
Yeah, he's the leader. He's the cog. He does everything. He's the guy that can get you buckets. He can get buckets himself. He's an underrated scorer, and he can also assist and facilitate. He's just different all the way around than pretty much everyone else in the conference. And honestly, if UCLA is going to win a national title, it's going to be with Tiger Campbell being their leader.
It makes sense, too, considering his experience. He has 63 starts in the 63 games he's played in the last two seasons. Like, at this point, he has the veteran experience being on the floor, but like you said, also the leadership experience.
Yes, and I think that this is a guy that could have real All-American potential, and he fits in exactly with what Mick Cronin wants to do.
As always, Michael, thank you for joining me to do this ranking. We definitely will continue to cover the Pac-12 hoops and just ranking the different positions, but also continue this during the season and see how, you know, the players maneuver and switch up and how the rankings change. If you want to continue to hear some basketball talk, make sure you check out the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey, featuring analysis from the GOAT of NBA mock drafts, Chad Ford, and Odyssey NBA experts Brian Scalabrini and former general manager Ryan McDonald. Our Locked On NBA local experts will make selections and trades for your favorite basketball teams throughout this week-long special event. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Make sure you also check out Locked On Pac-12, Locked On Wildcats on the Odyssey app. You can follow along on Twitter at @LO_Pac-12, at Locked On Wildcats. And then our personal handles are @_CindyRobinson and @IronMikeLuke. Other than that, make sure you stay locked on the Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.